हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे बीइंग द होली डिसअपीयरेंस डे ऑफ श्रील नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर, वी सिंग अ वेरी वंडरफुल सॉन्ग ऑफ नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर दैट श्रील प्रभुपाद यूज्ड टू सिंग ऑन द Disappearance days of the great acharyas. Jaya nila prema dana karuna praju Pashanikuti vo mata anale pashivo Gile Bhavo Nidhi Kota Gile Bhavo Se Sabha Sangira Sanghe Je Kailo Vila Sangana paya kande narotamoda Sangana paya kande narotamoda Jayanilo prema dana karuna prajo
Prabhu Kota Gela Jayata Go. Eno Prabhu Kota Gela Acharya Mahasa. Kota Gela Thakur Mahasa. Eno Prabhu Kota Gela Thakur Mahasa. Thakur Mahasa Jaya Vaishnava Thakur 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 Vaishnava Thakur Vaishnava Thakur Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki Jai Nitya Lila Vishram Mishrapada's Divine Grace Lila A.C. Bhakti Viran Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Nitya Lila Vishram Mishrapada's Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada ki Ananda Gauri Vaishnavarna ki Sadgo Swami Prabhu ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki Prem Sikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Parunita Ananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopi Go Shamakun Radha Kund Giri Govardhan ki Brajabhumi Vrindavan Dham ki Sri Narottam Das Thakur Tirubhav Maha Mahotsav ki Sri Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay ki Dai Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories. Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to you, Srila Prabhupada. So today is very, very auspicious day for all of us because we know that the songs of Narottam Das Thakur were very dear to our Srila Prabhupada. He was very fond of singing these songs of Narottam Das Thakur. And Narottam Das Thakur, he was a very powerful acharya. In the second generations of Vaishnavacharyas. First was six Goswamis, then second generation comes Narottam, Shyamananda, and Srinivas. So two times, not just once, but twice, Mahaprabhu mentions the appearance of Narottam Das Thakur. One time when he was on the bank of the Padmavati, maybe in Kanai Natchala, he was dancing in Kirtan, and suddenly all the devotees were dancing and chanting and dancing and chanting. Suddenly Mahaprabhu began to yell at the top of his lungs, Narottama, 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 Narottama. And everyone began to speculate, why Lord is chanting like this? Maybe some great devotee named Narottam is going to appear. And after the kirtan, Lord Nityananda asked, why is it you were chanting Narottam, Narottam, Narottam? And Nar means man. And Uttama, we know Tama, we know Tamagun, we're too much familiar with Tamagun, we're there most of the day. But Uttama, above this material ignorance, Uttama, above all this material ignorance, means the best of all men, Narottam. And Mahaprabhu told that in this village on the other side of Padmavati, in Ketarigram, my great devotee Narottam Das will appear. And until he comes, I'm depositing all of my Gauranga Prem in this Padmavati River. Like everyone's always worried about, especially nowadays, you don't get any return. How can we get the best return on our deposit? So Mahaprabhu made special fixed deposit Gauranga Prem. And he entered into the waters of the Padmavati River. And all her hairs began to stand on end in the form of little waves. She overflooded her banks. And Mahaprabhu deposited his Gauranga Prem in that river. Suddenly, Padmavati personified appeared and said, oh my lord, what is your order? And he said, when my devotee Narottam comes and bathes in your water, then you give this deposit of Gauranga Prem to him. But Lord, how will I know who is Narottam? So when someone enters your water and you again overflow your banks and all your hair stand on end, that is Narottam. And he looked at Nityananda and he said, you will bring him. You will bring him here to the bank of Padmavati. Another time, in Puri, he told Lokanath and Bhugarbha to go to Vrindavan to discover the lost holy places. And he told Lokanath that one day my devotee Narottam will come. Second time Mahaprabhu mentions appearance of Narottam. And you have to initiate him into the chanting of holy name. So second time he mentions. And so it came to pass in Keturigram there was a great king named Krishna Chandra and his queen Narayani. Sometime early in the spring sometime is Narottam Das's appearance. I can't remember the exact day just now. Appeared this very charming son of Raja Krishna Chandra. The whole village of Kateri began to feel great happiness within their minds. It felt as if the whole village became auspicious. There had been many troubles, but all those troubles disappeared. No one could understand why they are feeling such happiness. And all the friends of Krishna Chandra, they were amazed to see the beauty of this child. He was glowing, very beautiful, golden complexion. Excuse me, he wasn't gold. He was very darkish complexion. Later he becomes golden. But he was glowing, very beautiful. And as he grew, he charmed the hearts of everyone in Ketarigram. And finally the day came for his, after a few months, first grain ceremony. So one great astrologer came, he did his chart, he said, this boy will become very great personality later in life. And finally it came time for giving the grains. All the ceremony was done very beautifully, but when it came time to give the grains, the child turned his face. Whichever way they put the grains, he turned his face. Everyone became filled with anxiety. The whole ceremony has become inauspicious. But that great astrologer, in his heart, he began to understand, oh, this person is a great devotee. These grains have not been offered to Lord Vishnu. He won't take anything except Mahaprasad. So immediately they offered the grains to Lord Vishnu, and immediately Narottam, glup, 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 he ate all the grains. He said, this is a great personality. His name should be Narottam. He's the best of all men. And then he began his schooling. He learned everything very quickly. Everyone was astonished at the learning of Narottam. He became very expert in all subjects, and he was very attracted to studying the scriptures. And although Mahaprabhu had disappeared, there was one old sadhu named Krishnadas in the court of Raja Krishnachandra. And all day he would sit and chant the glories of Mahaprabhu, Adya, Madhya, and Antya Leelas. While other boys would go and play, Narottam would just sit there at the feet of Krishnadas and listen to all the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, and he became completely dedicated to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Seeing his indifference to material things, he wasn't playing with all the other boys, and Krishna Chandra and Narayani became very worried. Because he's a king, he's expecting his son will succeed him on the throne. But he's not interested in material things. They began to plan, they thought, let us get him married. But Narottam was only thinking how to get away and go to Vrindavan. So it was very difficult. They were consulting many wealthy Kayasthas, because Krishna Chandra was in the Kayastha caste. Now this caste system is very, very complicated, and even in one lifetime you'll never understand it. You know, he's a king, that means he should be a Kshatriya. He was a Kayastha, which is actually not a Sudra, but somehow at that time in Bengal it was considered to be Shudra caste. So Narottam was always seeking the opportunity to sneak away. One night he got a dream, because he was worshipping these very beautiful deities of Krishna and Balaram. And suddenly he saw Krishna Balaram in his dream. And they were dancing on the bank of the Jamuna with all the cowherd boys. And Balaram was so beautiful, white color with blue garments and curly blocks of black hair. Sri Krishna had his beautiful pitambar dhoti and shark-like earrings which were sparkling on his cheeks, and locks of curly black hair. And before his very eyes, they turned into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu and all of their associates. Narottam was completely astonished. He was overwhelmed with joy, and suddenly they disappeared from his dream, and he woke very disturbed. Again he tried to sleep, but his mind was very disturbed. Finally he fell asleep. And Mahaprabhu came in his dream and told him, tomorrow
You must go to the bank of the Padmavati and take your bath. I have a special gift for you there. And Lord Nityananda appeared and said, I will take you there. So early in the morning he awoke. And remembering the instruction of Lord Nityananda, he headed to the bank of the Padmavati. Remembering that dream and the beautiful forms of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, dancing and dancing within his heart. Just remembering those scenes, he was filled with ecstatic prema. He entered into the waters of Padmavati. Suddenly she overflowed her banks, all her hairs began to stand on end in the form of little waves. Then she knew, this is Narottam. She gave that deposit of Gauranga Prem into his heart. And Narottam, when that Gauranga Prem entered his heart, he saw a golden personality. He was embraced by that golden personality and overwhelmed with Gauranga Prem. In fact, his darkish body became very golden in complexion, being embraced by that deity. And then he just became mad. He was just rolling on the banks of the Padmavati. Ha ha Krishna, ha ha Balaram, ha ha Nityananda, ha ha Gauranga. He was just calling these names, ha ha Rupa, ha ha Sanatana. In the morning, Krishna Chandra couldn't find his son. He looked through the entire palace. He looked in the temple where ordinarily he would be. But he wasn't anywhere to be found. Then suddenly someone came from the bank of the Padmavati, said, there's a strange golden person. It appears to be Narottam, but he's golden in complexion. And they all ran there. Naru, 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 is that you, Naru? And Naru was a ha ha Nityananda, ha ha Chaitanya, ha ha Radha, ha ha Krishna. He was completely lost in ecstasy. And Krishna Chandra was very upset. He brought him back to the palace. He consulted with various doctors. Somebody said, you have to kill a fox and feed it to him. And Narottam just laughed. This is sinful, and I will become worse if you do such a thing, if you even attempt to do such a thing. So now Krishna Chandra, he put a guard. Now this fellow, he's completely God intoxicated. He will run away and join those Hare Krishnas, no doubt. So he put a guard. And gradually, the fame of Narottam, that he was always chanting the glories of Krishna and speaking about Krishna-conscious topics in the temple. People from all the villages around came to get darshan of this wonderful boy. Gradually, the Muslim ruler called Jai Girdar, he heard of this God intoxicated. Even though he was Muslim, he was very interested to get his darshan. And he sent word that he must come. Now Krishna Chandra became very nervous. He put many guards. And sure enough, as soon as they got into the forest, Narottam gave them the slip and ran into the forest. And though they chased after him, in the bushes he became lost. And they couldn't find him anywhere. And he immediately headed toward Vrindavan. But not on the main path, just by all the backward paths. Because he knew the king's men will come, his father's men will come looking for him. So he stayed away from all the main roads. Finally he came to the forest of Jarikand. And for several days he hadn't eaten anything. He just fell down in a swoon, completely without any strength. Suddenly, a young Brahmin awoke him from his swoon and gave him some very delicious milk to drink. And he again fell asleep. And his dream, Lord said, you continue on your way to Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya has appeared in the form of this Brahman to give you special mercy. When he awoke, he was completely refreshed. He started out, but then the king's men came and captured him. And he begged and pleaded with him to let him go. He gave a very poetic example. He said, just like when the husband of a very chaste wife dies, then feeling the fire of separation from her husband, she wants to die in the pyre, the funeral pyre of her husband. That is more, that fire of separation is more burning than the flames of the funeral pyre. So naturally her relatives will try to stop her. But she will be, if she doesn't die with her husband, she will be less chaste. Jai Sisi Gornitai Krishna Balaram Sisi Radha Shamsan. So also now I have dedicated my life to the fire of God consciousness. If you don't let me enter that fire, then I will be unchaste to my Lord. Hearing his pathetic plea, the guards began to cry. They gave him money for his expenses and let him go. And he came to Vrindavan. He took bath in Bisramghat. One old Brahman came. And invited him to his house, and as they were talking, he learned that now Rupa, Sanatan, everyone has left this world. He became overwhelmed with grief, and that Brahman told him, no, you hurry, Jiva Goswami, Lokanath Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, many people are still there waiting for you. That night in dreams, Srinivas had already arrived there in Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu came in dream and said, now Narottam is coming. He ran to Jiva Goswami in the morning. He said, I got this dream. So Narottam entered Vrindavan. He entered the temple of Radha Govinda. And seeing the beauty of Govinda Dev, I warned you never to go to Jaipur and see the beauty of Govindadev. You see my body here. Somehow it's moving around. But I have never been able to take my heart back from the feet of Lord Govinda. So you will meet the same fate if you go to that place. If somebody says, let's go to Jaipur, don't go. His body is somehow flapping around, but heart is there. So Jiva Goswami, Narottam, he immediately fell on the ground. Somebody ran to Jiva Goswami. Said, some young, very beautiful boy has fallen unconscious in front of Govindadev, and Jiva Goswami came there and embraced him, brought him back to consciousness. And he took him to Srinivas Acharya. And when the two met, actually, with this one mouth, I'm unable to describe the happiness that the two of them met. They became friends for life. Then they got him bathed and fed him the remnants of Lord Govinda's Mahaprasad. And finally, eventually, Jiva Goswami took him to the lotus feet of Lokanath. He fell at the feet of Lokanath. And Lokanath gave all his blessings upon him. So then along with Srinivas and later joined by Shamananda, he was studying in Jiva Goswami's special BIHE class. And daily he would go to see Lokanath. And he tried in so many ways to serve Lokanath, but Lokanath was very humble. He never let anybody serve him. He felt himself very unqualified. How can anybody serve me? But Narottam knew, this is my guru.
But he's not letting me do any service. What to do? So he began to watch the daily activities of Lokanath. We'll go to that place. After breakfast, you go there. Where that samadhi area is, that's where Lokanath used to have his bhajan kutir, on the bank of the Jamuna. So he saw that Lokanath, every day he went to a particular spot to relieve himself. So then Narottam, he got a little broom and bucket. He would bring some water and he would wash the place and sweep the place and make it very clean, and then hide his bucket and broom and disappear. So next day, Lokanath came. He saw the place is clean. Maybe some villager doing something. After 1 year, he became a little confused. This has been going every time. He just suddenly stuck him again. It is clean. How is this? No villager would do like this. So then he hid himself. After taking his bath, he hid himself in the bushes. And sure enough, here came Narottam with his broom and bucket. He began to wash the place, and Lokanath jumped out. What are you doing? What is this? He said, I have to serve my guru. You're not giving me a chance to serve, so I'm doing this service. So Lokanath said, all right, come. And he would sit with Lokanath Goswami as he worshipped his Radha Binod. And that time, there wasn't any Nandikishore Mukutwala, Bipin Mukutwala. There wasn't any Loy Bazaar, Hira Jewelers. Lokanath, in his mind, he would just dress the Lord in very beautiful garments, and he would put very beautiful crowns and bracelets and necklaces. And Narottam would sit beside Lokanath. And many times Narottam asked to take initiation. He said, I have not got the order. Finally, one night, Mahaprabhu came in dream. He said, why are you? I've already given you the order. Still, Lokanath, he never initiated anybody. He felt himself not qualified to accept disciples. Those of you who went with us the other day to Madhuban, we passed some poor imitation of Taj Mahal. That person there, for 1 rupee you get diksha. He's collected lakh and lakh disciples that way. But Lokanath wasn't like that. No, I don't want any disciple. So one day, in his meditation, he put a beautiful embroidered canopy over Radha Binod. Like you see, always we have this beautiful umbrella, this called chhatri. And he made a beautiful, in his meditation, he made this beautiful crown, but it was a very tall crown. Just like we see today, Krishna and Balaram, a very tall crown. So he couldn't figure out how to get it underneath that umbrella. It is all going on in his meditation. And Narottam reached over with his finger and lifted that umbrella. And Lokanath looked at him, and then he put that crown. And after finishing all the puja, he said, all right, you go take bath in Jamuna and come here. And then he gave him initiation. In which there are so many wonderful pastimes of Narottam Das. Jiva Goswami was instructing them all. He is getting further instruction from Lokanath. One day, Lokanath had instructed him that his service was boiling the milk to make the sweet rice. So one day in Narottam's meditation, the milk was boiling over, so he was pushing it back like this with his hand. That was just by his mind he was doing, but in his actual body his hands became burned and he tried to hide. But Jiva Goswami cut his hands. What is this? And then he explained, he said, yes, this is your eternal service. Everyone was astounded. Then one day, Jiva Goswami got some wealthy merchants in Mathura to make a special Sankirtan band. Usually we take some old Dodge van or in Europe Mercedes van or something like that, and we rip out all the seats and we make a platform to keep all the books underneath and place on top for sleeping and put a stove in one corner. So like that, he got a special Sankirtan bullock cart. And they made special place, just like we make special place for all our books, so they made special place. And they put all the Goswami books, because Goswamis were sitting here writing all this literature. That time there wasn't Facebook and internet and all these things. Nobody knew what is going on. They're writing all this literature. It's not that every day on Facebook they're putting another verse. Oh, look at this verse. Yeah. Like we do nowadays. Yeah. So he wanted to let all the devotees in Bengal know the systematically the philosophy of Mahaprabhu, because people were speculating like anything. So this was the first traveling Sankirtan party. Those of you doing Sankirtan, you're following in the footsteps of Jiva Goswami, Shamananda, Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das Thakur. This is first Sankirtan party. And they carried those books all the way to Bengal. And they had, Jiva Goswami had given them some guards. And somehow, there was one little village in the kingdom of Vana Vishnupur. In that Vana Vishnupur, there was a king, Birhambir. Bir also already means very powerful. Birhambir, he's very powerful. But he was a big dacoit. Like nowadays, all the government officials, they're all just dacoits in the form of government officials. So his spies told him that in the nearby village, there's a huge cart with a strong box. Must be invaluable jewels. There's guards and everything. Somehow that village was so beautiful and peaceful, everybody fell asleep, including the guards. And the thieves very easily stole that box of books, big strong boxes of books. In the morning when everyone woke, we can't imagine what was the shock that they felt. All of the Goswami books were gone. It's not that they had a, what do you call it, this backup drive. Huh? Not that they printed them. Everything was written by hand, so it's very rare. We can't imagine. It's like your hard disk crashes and you don't have the backup. How distressed, more distressed than that they felt. And they all began to cry and cry and cry. Somebody put it in, one villager put it in Srinivasa's ear, that this king is a big dacoit. You go to see him, you'll find your books. So Srinivas told Shyamananda to go on to Ukkal and Narottam to go to Ketarigram. I will find the book. I will stay here and try to find the books. Meanwhile, when they brought this box before the king, Birhambir, suddenly his mind was filled with wonder just by seeing the box. He said, what kind of jewel is in this box? That I'm feeling some special happiness in my heart. Must be special jewel. So he took it to his private room. When he opened that box, he saw all these scriptures there. He said, oh, what have I done? Great sin I have done. I have stolen these books from some great saintly persons. I can only atone for this if somehow I find those persons and return their books. Oh, what have I done? He began to, he had that box placefully, carefully kept. And he was just lamenting and lamenting. He had no more happiness in his life. Meanwhile, Srinivas entered into Banavishnupur, and some professional Bhagavatam reciter was there speaking Bhagavatam before the king. And he said so many speculation things. And Srinivas couldn't tolerate it. He stood up, he began to speak. And that reciter became very angry. If you know so much, you sit here. So everyone called Srinivas to come and sit. And Srinivas gave such wonderful explanations of Bhagavatam till everyone was astonished. The king fell at his feet. Maharaj, is there anything I can do for you? He said, yes, somebody stole our books. We want our books back. Oh, hoi, 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 that thief is me. And he took Srinivas to that box of books, and Srinivas was overjoyed. He immediately sent letters to everyone, to Vrindavan, to Ketarigram, to the Utkal, that the books are found, the books are found. And that king became his disciple. And he converted everyone in his kingdom. He advised everyone in his kingdom, do you become Vaishnava? If you go there to Banavishnupur, very beautiful, ornate, very whole Vaishnava culture flourished there like anything by the mercy of Srinivas. Beautiful temples and beautiful carvings and paintings, and very wonderful place. So meanwhile, Shyamananda and Narottam, they got the word that the books have been found. And Narottam arrived in Ketarigram. Everyone, when they saw Narottam, they realized, this is our little Naru. He's returned. Everyone in the whole village came. His father, Krishnananda, had already passed on, and having no other issue than Krishnananda, he made his nephew, Santosh, the king. Santosh came with tears in his eyes and fell at Narottam's feet. Everyone was so happy, and Narottam began to preach Gaudiya Vaishnavism to all of them. Then he got one dream. Before that dream, he decided that now this Gaurpurnima is coming. At that time, there was no such thing as Gaurpurnima festival. Nobody had thought yet to make a festival. He said, the appearance, that full moon of Falgun is coming, Mahaprabhu's appearance, we should make some big festival. And Santosh Dutt had already become his disciple. He said, whatever you want to do, you just tell me. My treasury is at your command. So they began to build all types of nice residences, and they got Sanskrit poets to write beautiful flowery invitations, and they sent messengers to all corners of the Vaishnava world to invite everyone. Storehouses for grains and things. And Narottam got a dream. Mahaprabhu came and said, in Sadza's village, there's a very wealthy merchant, but he's practically penniless. Because he has a huge godown filled with rice. But due to the snakes living there, no one can dares to go near that godown. So he cannot get his rice out to sell. He's become penniless. There I have hidden myself in a very beautiful deity form. So you go there and rescue me, and you make five other special deities. So Narottam ordered them to make five special deities. He went to that village. He met that rich man. He said, "Where is your godown?" He said, No, don't go there. Many snake charmers have tried. Everybody's failed. You can't know him." Narottam just walked straight. He said, "No, Maharaj, stop. Even he was afraid to follow Narottam. As soon as Narottam approached that godown, that warehouse, he flung open the doors and all the snakes fled in all directions. And there Narottam found these beautiful deities of Gauranga and Vishnupriya. And he just clasped them to his chest, crying and crying, bathing them with his tears. Later they have Abhishek, but now he's doing Abhishek with tears. So then all the invitations came, everybody began to come. Ma Janava came wherever she went. When the Vaishnavas heard there's festival in Kateri, "We want to come." She came to Navadweep, and the sons of Advaitacharya were there. Said, "You come with us, you come in our party, we're going to this festival." The news began to spread throughout the Vaishnav world, this festival is there. Everybody began to come. And Santosh, he arranged for many boats to bring everyone across. He arranged a special boat when Janava Ma came. And all the Vaishnavas were garlanded. They were, chandan was placed on their foreheads. They were taken to the, there on the bank of the Ganges, they bathed, and then they were taken to their special residences, were made, everything. We read about all these things. But when there was the 30th anniversary of opening of Bombay Temple, we saw these things. Because they had boats ready there. Everybody was coming with train. At every train station, there were so many vehicles waiting. That time, Tatasuma was the big vehicle. Now it's nothing, but anyway. So it was Tatasumas at every train station. When the Vaishnavas would come, they would get garland and chandan, immediately taken to their residence after bathing. Take them, wash their hands, sit them down, feed them prasadam. After prasadam, give them nice chewy spices to mukwas, we call it. So wash the mouth, mukwas. Huh? We thought this is just from Mahaprabhu's time, but we saw all the temples in Bombay cooperated together to make wonderful reception for all the Vaishnavas, just like we read about. And then finally, Narottam, he inspected all the grain houses were filled with grain and warehouses filled with ghee and all wonderful vegetables and fruits and everything was there. And then he arranged, the full moon day came, and he arranged a wonderful bathing ceremony, Abhishek. And Gauranga Vishnupriya, Sri Krishna, Brajamohan, Balavikanta, Sri Krishna, Brajamohan, Radharaman, and Radhakanta. Five sets of deities. This was another brainstorm of Narottam, because on eastern side, everybody was worshipping Gauranga, 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 and on this side here, the Goswamis, everyone, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. So by having this Gauranga and Vishnupriya, this was, he was trying to bring all the Vaishnavas together. This was his mood, to unite all of the Vaishnavas. So this idea, Gauranga and Vishnupriya, and this idea of Radha Krishna, he was joining all the Vaishnavas together. They performed this beautiful Abhishek, and then they dressed the deities very opulently, a very nice artik. Then after the artik, because that full moon is also Holi Purnima, they brought many buckets filled with color, and Mahajanava, and all the senior, Samananda, Srinivas, Narottam, they all came before all the six sets of deities, and sprinkled color on all their cloth. Then Mahajanava turned, and before she could even begin, give the order that all the Vaishnavas should commemorate the holy pastimes of Radha and Krishna, all the Vaishnavas became just like children, throwing color and color and color and color. Then in the evening there was kirtan. This is what has happened when Narottam was on the way to Kateri. He stopped in one village. There Mahaprabhu came in dream and told him that you start a very special type of kirtan to spread the glories of the holy name. So Narottam was keeping these types of kirtan secret. So suddenly he began this kirtan with very beautiful bhajans. He would preface all of his kirtans with this Gaur Chandrika, again trying to bring the Vaishnavas together. Gaur Chandrika means he will sing the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he will sing similar pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Gopis. Like this is holy, he will talk about how Nityananda is throwing color on Chaitanya, Chaitanya is throwing color, and Nityananda is throwing on Advaita, Advaita is throwing on Srivas, and then all of a sudden it changes, and then Madhumangala is throwing color on Krishna, and Krishna is throwing on Radha, Radha is throwing on Lalita, and Lalita on Krishna, and he goes into this kirtan, then we'll start the kirtan. Again, this eastern side was just Gauranga, Gauranga, the western side was Radha Krishna. He was bringing the Vaishnavas together. Then an amazing thing, at the height of Narottam's kirtan, amazing thing happened. Now sometimes, one biographer will write something, another biographer writes something else, another one will write something else. But every single biographer of Narottam Das Thakur mentions this incident that was seen by many thousands of people. And some of you hear one thing here, one thing there, but all of them mention the same thing in the same way. When it gets mentioned over and over again by different people, then you begin to get some faith. This is actual thing. In the middle of the kirtan, suddenly, just like a bolt of lightning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared dancing in the middle of the kirtan. Pew! Another bolt of lightning, Nityananda Prabhu, then Advaita Acharya appeared, then Srivas, Gadadhar, all the associates who had disappeared, they all appeared there before everyone's eyes. We can't imagine the sons of Srivas seeing their father dancing. The sons of Advaitacharya seeing their father dancing before their eyes. What did Janava Ma feel seeing her husband Nityananda Prabhu dancing there? All the Vaishnavas went crazy. They began to roll on the ground. They were pulling their hair. They were tying, crying and crying. Everyone came and whispered into Narottam's ears, "Oh, by your mercy we have seen our lords. Oh, by your mercy we have seen our lords." And Narottam kept bringing the kirtan to higher and higher heights. He had also been revealed in dream to him, the Lord will appear in this kirtan, so he wasn't ready to let this moment go. So he took the kirtan higher and higher. So finally, late at night, he brought the kirtan to a close and the lordships all disappeared and everybody was weeping and weeping. Next day, Sri Ishwari said, "Show me the godown where you've kept all the cooking things." And then Sri Ishwari herself began to cook the feast for all of the devotees, personally. And then all the Vaishnavas were sat down and they begged Sri Ishwari to sit, and she said, "No, let me serve. And she served all of the Vaishnavas by her hand. Everyone was amazed. No one had tasted cooking like this before. And finally they got Sri Ishwari to sit, and she also took prasad. In this way the first Gopurnima festival was established. So anyways, time is not on our side, but anyway. So Narottam's fame spread far and wide. He initiated many kings. Even he initiated brahmanas, which got him a lot of ill fame. The caste brahmins said, who is this? This guy's a sudra. And he's initiating brahmanas. And they began to criticize. So anyway, this is disappearance day, so we'll get to that. Two disappearances of Narottam. One point, Narottam got a very high fever, and he told the devotees, make a nice funeral pyre and sit me on that pyre. Everyone was crying and crying. They set Narottam on that pyre, and he became moan, silent. And those Brahmins who were criticizing, they say, just see, because he initiated these Brahmins like Ganganarayan and Chakravarti and all these people, now he lost his power to speak. Who knows what will happen to Ganganarayan? What is his fate? Things like this they were speaking, we shouldn't actually repeat. But so Ganganarayan and all the Vaishnavas, they fell at Narottam's feet after 3 days of their ears burning with these insults. They said, you have saved many offenders, but these offenders, only you can save them. Then suddenly Narottam began to glow, and his Brahman thread began to glow like lightning. And he stood up, Hariva! And all those offending brahmanas, they fell on the ground crying, oh! And they fell on the feet of Ganganarayan and Chakravarti and all the others, and they dropped them on the feet of Narottam, and Narottam blessed them, and they all became Vaishnavas. And Narottam stayed for some more time. Then one time he went to Gambila, one small village on the bank of Ganga. And he was staying there for some time. Then he told his disciples to take him to the Ganga and bathe him. And as they began to bathe Narottam, before their very eyes, his body began to turn into milk and flow away in the water of the Ganga. They were in a predicament. If they keep bathing, their spiritual master will disappear, but his order is to bathe. What to do? And as they bathed and bathed, Narottam's body just turned into milk and flowed away in the Ganga. Luckily, someone kept a pot of that milk, so there's a Dood Samadhi there in Gambila. If you ever go to Bangladesh, one place is there, Gambila, you can... And here in Radhagokulananda Temple, we also have Pushpa Samadhi of Narottam Das Thakur. This way Narottam left this world, and he left behind this beautiful style of Kirtan Manohar. What do they call it? Manohar? I'm not a technical person, I don't remember. But Manohar Shoye, something like that. Very beautiful type of Pajavali Kirtan that no one had ever heard. Few lines. There's one fellow here in Vrindavan, I hope he's still around, named Master Nimai, who knows how to teach this type of kirtan. So this is that holy day when Narottam Das left this world, left behind his beautiful bhajans that were very dear to Srila Prabhupada. He left this beautiful style of kirtan. So we can all just fall at the lotus feet of Srila Narottam Das Thakur and beg him to please. He was able to deliver people who were so sinful. They committed so grievous offenses, and we're worse than that. So maybe somehow he can show his mercy upon us and
deliver us also to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. Srila Narottam Das Thakur Mahashay Ki! Srila Narottam Das Thakur Tirubhav Mahamahotsav Ki! Go Premanande! Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki!
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.